We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, kind viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on 21 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. We recently added 4 new cable channels in the nation of Mongolia, Squatur Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol, Darkhul Province, Channel 80 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, in Thuh, Channel 14, and in Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Around the world, other cable channels include the Cameroon Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Unutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on ReCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations Child Healthcare Initiative in Mozambique benefits over 3 million youngsters. In environmental news, Algerian ports launch marine cleaning campaign. In sustainable energy news, Benedictine nuns in the United Kingdom move into an eco-friendly convent. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, July 8th, a great lyric poet of the 17th century, Jean de La Fontaine, was born in Chateau Thierry, France in 1621. His renowned Fables is considered one of the masterpieces of world literature, with verse used to impart moral lessons relating to a wide range of human experience. For his outstanding literary contributions, Monsieur de La Fontaine was elected to the French Academy in 1683. Our gratitude to all outstanding poets and writers such as Jean de La Fontaine, who shared lessons to help us live virtuously.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Czech Republic. At the end of June, the country was pelted with sudden heavy rains causing widespread flooding that took 14 lives. In the worst-hit regions of northern Moravia and southern Bohemia, water levels rose to the ceilings within 15 minutes. Cars were destroyed as roads were submerged and many homes collapsed, forcing hundreds of people to evacuate.
The government dispatched firefighters and army personnel to assist the afflicted, as well as providing financial subsidies. Our association members from Czech Republic also quickly brought vegan food, drinks, treats, and dry clothing to those in need. They also offered informative flyers and DVDs from Supreme Master Qinghai to notify people of global warming and how they could alleviate such climate-related disasters, much to the appreciation of the relief recipients.
Supreme Master Qinghai was so sad upon hearing this news and offered condolence and prayers to the afflicted.
We are grateful, Czech Republic, for the timely and caring intervention of the firefighters, army, and relief personnel. Our thanks also to our association's relief team for their efforts to ease the situations of the storm afflicted. Wishing those affected a swift resuming of their productive day-to-day lives, and that calamities such as these are lessened through our gentler care of the environment.
Earthquake shakes Kashmir Valley. On Sunday, a 5.2 magnitude quake centered in Afghanistan's Hindu Kush region caused people to flee in fright from their homes. The tremor was felt in India's Kashmir Valley, as well as Islamabad and other major cities in northwestern Pakistan. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or casualties. We are relieved to know of everyone's safety in the quake-shaken regions. May such potential dangers be alleviated as we express greater consideration toward each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Developing nations in danger as swine flu continues to spread. More than 94,500 swine flu cases in at least 124 countries have been officially reported by the World Health Organization, or WHO. Of these, around 430 people across five continents have lost their lives to the unrelenting virus.
In Germany, after 10 cases of swine flu were reported in Berlin and Bayreuth, officials decided to close schools for a week to halt the spread of the pandemic. Indeed, authorities fear the upcoming fall when the virus could mutate and spread more rapidly as children return to school.
In the southern hemisphere, countries such as Argentina are seeing numbers continue to rise, with now 60 people who have perished and the country's health minister saying that 90% of the likely 100,000 unofficial cases could be attributed to swine flu.
On July 6th, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that over $1 billion U.S. dollars may be needed to assist less fortunate countries in coping with the virus. Many of these nations are already plagued with other health problems such as AIDS, pneumonia, malaria, and tuberculosis.
WHO Director General Dr. Margaret Chan said, "Many of the developing countries have weak health systems. They actually go into this pandemic, what I call empty-handed. They don't have antivirals. They don't have vaccines. They don't have antibiotics."
We appreciate the efforts of Secretary General Ban, Dr. Chan, and all others working to address this global pandemic. Our sympathies and shared loss for the families of those who have succumbed to this illness as we wish a fast recuperation for the afflicted. Praying for humanity soon awakening to the factory farming source of this disease for a worldwide switch to the most humane and safe plant-based lifestyle.
E. coli bacteria confirmed in cookie dough. The manufacturer has issued a full recall of the affected product after U.S. health officials confirmed evidence of E. coli in a production lot that was sold to consumers. According to the U.S.-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, the type of E. coli bacteria that causes illness in humans comes from the intestines of ruminant animals, mainly cattle.
The contamination has caused illness in 72 people across 30 U.S. states, with 34 who had to be hospitalized, including 10 diagnosed with hemolytic uremic syndrome, a potentially life-threatening condition that may cause kidney failure. Thankfully, there have been no fatalities up to date.
Our prayers are for a full recovery of all those affected. May contaminated foods such as these soon be a thing of the past as we end livestock raising to keep our health and environment pure and clean.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below: al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Cambodia boosts food aid through WFP. The Cambodian government made a contribution of $1.2 million to the United Nations World Food Program on Wednesday to help improve food security in rural parts of the country. As the third such contribution to the agency since 2007, the fund will assist over 800,000 people who have been affected by crop losses and general food insecurity. WFP Cambodia's representative Jean-Pierre de Marjorie said, "WFP is very grateful for this generous contribution. Heaven bless Cambodia and the World Food Program for working together to bring benefit to those in need. May the cordial Cambodian people be graced with plentiful nourishment and vibrant health."
Brazilians freed from work exploitation. According to recent figures released by Brazil's Department of Work Inspection, over 28,000 residents have been freed from forced labor since 2003. The department reported that its special mobile unit has intervened nearly 1,500 times in situations involving the industries of agriculture, livestock, lumber, and mining. Also referred to as debt bondage, vulnerable persons such as the less fortunate are often taken to remote locations and then informed that they must work to repay so-called advances of transportation, food, or housing. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has prioritized the elimination of this practice with a commitment to end it completely by 2015. May God bless Your Excellency and all in the Brazilian government whose tireless efforts are bringing a more just world. May kindness and equality be extended to fellow human brethren in Brazil and everywhere.
Supreme Master Television on Paraguayan cable television. In addition to being broadcast on 14 global free-to-air satellite platforms, 21 cable and IPTV networks, and 18 online live stream and on-demand video channels throughout the world, Supreme Master Television is now also available via cable television in Paraguay. Viewers in Ciudad del Este, the capital of Alto Paraná, can now watch Supreme Master Television through TV Cable Paraná on Channel 66. Appreciation to TV Cable Paraná for your help in bringing constructive programming to wider audiences. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving inspiration that has reached out to hundreds of millions of people. May Supreme Master Television continue to serve and share as we pray for the success of all world initiatives to promote peace and goodness.
U.S. and Russian presidents agree to further reduce nuclear weapons. On Monday, U.S. President Barack Obama met with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in Russia, where the two leaders signed an agreement to replace the soon-expiring 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START. The declaration also commits both countries to larger scheduled reductions of about a third of their nuclear stockpiles. In addition, President Obama suggested a follow-up global nuclear security forum hosted in the U.S. with a subsequent summit in Russia to draft a new non-proliferation treaty.
And we agreed to increase cooperation on nuclear security, which is essential to achieving the goal of securing all vulnerable nuclear material within 4 years.
On Tuesday, the U.S. president met with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and then went on to address a commencement ceremony at the Graduate University New Economic School. First Lady Michelle Obama, meanwhile, visited a Russian school for orphans and a nurse training college in Moscow.
Let me be clear. America wants a strong, peaceful, and prosperous Russia. This belief is rooted in our respect for the Russian people and a shared history between our nations that goes beyond competition. That's why I have called for a reset in relations between the United States and Russia. This must be more than a fresh start between the Kremlin and the White House, though that is important. It must be sustained effort among the American and Russian people to identify mutual interests and expand dialogue and cooperation that can pave the way to progress.
Our respectful accolades, President Obama and Medvedev, for your constructive discussions and significant accord, a peaceful advancement in our world. We wish President and First Lady Obama a continued pleasant journey, and may harmonious relations prevail between the U.S. and Russia.
Save our planet. Global warming affects key food crops. Research conducted by a team of scientists at Monash University in Melbourne, Australia, evaluated such crops as cassava, which is widely grown in Africa and is the third major source of carbohydrates throughout the world. The scientists grew cassava under several climate change scenarios, evaluating different levels of CO2 on the crop yields and nutritional value.
They found that at double the current atmospheric CO2 levels, cassava yields fell by more than 50%. Moreover, in this condition, the plant's leaves produced increasingly more toxic chemicals called cyanogenic glycosides, which could be harmful to humans. Our sincere appreciation, Monash University scientists, for your efforts, which urge all of us to action as we face a future with more greenhouse gases.
Let us each do our part to return harmony and equilibrium to the planet through our sustainable daily actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently offered her insights as we face the urgent matter of global warming. During a February 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan with the 12th President of the Philippines, Mr. Fidel Ramos, she spoke of the fastest way to reduce the world's CO2 and provide food.
Scientific studies have found that organic farming not only reduces energy usage and produces less CO2, which helps lower greenhouse gases, but it actually allows the soil to absorb CO2 emission. Before we even invent any technology to reduce CO2, or before we even reduce all the cars and transportations, if we go organic, we reduce 40% of the current CO2 in the air already, and the daily emissions. If we reduce the livestock raising, then we can reduce all the toxic gases lingering in our air right now. And if we go organic vegan, then everything will be back to normal before and even better.
Save our planet. Climate-related hunger, a mounting tragedy.
On Monday, humanitarian organization Oxfam released a report that detailed the devastation climate change has had on people who depend on their harvests to survive. As weather patterns become more irregular and extreme, farmers are more impoverished as their harvests fail, with hunger ever more imminent. Oxfam warns that without intervention, the past 50 years of work to end poverty could be reversed. Calling for commitments in the upcoming United Nations climate talks, Oxfam spokeswoman Julianne Richards said, "Without urgent action to reduce our emissions, climate-related hunger could be the defining human tragedy of this century." Oxfam, we appreciate this timely reminder of the pressing issue of global warming that is affecting all aspects of human survival. Blessed be all efforts to assist those in need as we strive for meaningful changes that ensure a sustainable future for all in our world.
Save our planet. Farmers reforest the Philippines. Over 33,000 growers recently received 2 hectares of deforested land each, with half to be planted in trees and the other half free for crop cultivation. The lands provided are located in elevated regions and in coastal mangrove areas. As the initiative seeks to create over 52,000 jobs and restore millions of hectares of forest, Environment Secretary Joselita Atienza said, "Such opportunities will help give our upland families economic resiliency in dealing with the impact of the current global financial crisis while enabling them to take active part in fighting global warming." We join in lauding Your Excellency and the Philippines for this opportunity that helps the land, fellow citizens, and the environment. May many more countries be inspired by your green example to similarly restore our precious Earth and her inhabitants.
Save our planet. International Environmental Group World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, urges leaders from the Group of Eight, or G8 nations, to commit to limiting average global temperature rise well below 2 degrees Celsius.
Save our planet. A 3-week delayed monsoon arrival in Nepal this year means low-yielding or damaged crops for rice farmers, with food shortages remaining a dire threat.
Save Our Planet. The U.S.-based online newspaper Examiner.com points out that switching to a vegan diet protects the world's oceans from the dead zones caused by planet-warming methane emissions and waterway pollutants, both products of the meat industry.
I'm Ko, and this is Delightful Jew.
Aw, thank you, Ko. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Both Jew and I enjoy a plant-based diet.
As you may know, scents can help you relax and improve your mood.
Today we have a tip on an aromatic way of increasing your energy and productivity.
Put a few drops of lemongrass oil into a bowl of warm water.
Then place your face close to the bowl and breathe in the refreshing fragrance.
It's a quick way to give yourself a little lift while you're at home or at work.
A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now let's see the weather around our globe.
In health news, Mozambique's Child Health Week benefits more than 3 million children. The program was sponsored by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, and focused on youngsters under 5 years of age. Services provided included supplying vitamin A supplements, vaccinations, and checkups to make sure the children had an adequate level of nutrition. Television, radio, posters, and banners were used to inform people, especially in remote areas, of the project. Our sincere thankfulness, United Nations Children's Fund, and all those who helped in this very significant endeavor. May the bright children of Mozambique know many happy and healthy tomorrows.
In environmental news, Algeria launches marine environmental campaign. DP World Jazeer, formerly the Port of Algiers, initiated Clean Ports. It was sponsored by Cone Cranes and organized by RECIFS, a professional divers association. Three diving teams of more than 20 participants each worked at clearing the areas of ports in Tamanta Faust, Al Jamila, and Sidi Fred, located near the capital city of Algiers. Community Recreational Association members also helped in cleaning up such items as aluminum cans and oil drums. The Clean Ports event was aired on Algerian National Radio and Algiers Radio Baja, keeping an audience of over 2 million informed on its progress. Our hats off to you, DP World Jazeer of Algeria, Cone Cranes, RECIFS, and all involved for your eco efforts in purifying the waters. With solidarity, we can truly preserve our land and seas for every being to enjoy. Up next on Noteworthy News, Benedictine nuns in the United Kingdom move to an eco-friendly convent. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. Stay tuned for more energizing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for an abounding world. In sustainable energy news, Benedictine nuns in the United Kingdom move into an eco-friendly convent. Benedictine nuns from the Conventus of Our Lady of Consolation in Worcestershire are now living in a green-supporting monastery. The over 5.4 million euro nunnery features a solar-powered hot water boiler, a sedum grass-covered roof to provide a welcoming resting place for birds in the area and for insulation, rainwater collection, and a reed bed sewage system. In addition, as much of the material as possible used in the building is from the locality. Congratulations, Conventus of Our Lady of Consolation Benedictine Nuns, on your new abode. May we all adopt earth-loving practices for a flourishing planet.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Before the Trouble Starts.
A half-drunken man went into a bar and said to the bartender, Give me a drink before the trouble starts. He got the drink. After that, he said, Give me another drink before the trouble starts. So on and on, he asked like that for another four drinks. The bartender asked him, When is this trouble going to start? The man said, The trouble starts as soon as you know that I don't have any money.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you for loving us every day. Jumar Tatu from Cape Town, South Africa.
Joy-filled Jumar Tatu, our appreciation for watching and for your lovely heartline. May the light of heaven shine on you and the peace-loving people of South Africa always. Please share with those you know the message of being organic vegan to save the planet. Mother Earth needs everyone's help right now. Thank you and with God's love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartlines@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a gift to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be blessed with the ever-merciful love of God.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd pledges to match donations from the Italian-Australian community to benefit victims of the May earthquake in L'Aquila, Italy.
Cuba welcomes President Mohamed Abdulaziz of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic for a visit to further both diplomatic and educational ties.
Doctors in Brighton, UK were able to restore the sight of Mr. Martin Jones through a new procedure that used his own skin along with tooth material, allowing him to see his wife for the first time.
17-year-old Johnny Strange from California, USA becomes the youngest person in the world to have climbed the seven summits, the highest mountains on each of the seven continents.
During his visit and meeting with Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega, Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou pledged to share development experience in areas such as agriculture and education.
As a sign of continued constructive developments in the Central African Union, members of the Democratic Front for the Central African People sign an agreement of disarmament and peace.
In a first-time medical achievement, doctors at the University Children's Hospital in Zurich, Switzerland, successfully replaced brain surgery with a safe, non-invasive ultrasound method.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad sends a telegram to U.S. President Barack Obama, welcoming the U.S. President's efforts to foster peaceful dialogue and inviting him to direct talks.
New Zealander Terence Gosnell rescued friend Colleen Herrick after their boat capsized and he embarked on a heroic journey of swimming and then running despite two broken toes to find help.
During his visit with Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, French President Nicolas Sarkozy pledges full support for Sweden's European Union presidency as the two leaders discuss regional and international affairs.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.